Welcome to the podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by our pastor, Jeff Conway.
Surprised by joy, Beethoven's Ode to Joy. That happened as a gift in Sabadell, Spain, from the Bank of Sabadell on their 130th anniversary, that they wanted to thank the whole community. And so they arranged that flash mob Ode to Joy. The great surprise of this morning is I've arranged a bus to pick up all our wonderful musicians this morning, to go to the village of Malvern and to redo the music you've done this morning in the same kind of style, one at a time, and a few of you can join. Is that right? Would that be fun? Jonathan, where are you? There you are. We should do that next year. I think that's a great idea. I loved this video. I loved watching this video, because it showed people that were just kind of wondering what was going on, and many just kind of walking by. And then intrigue began to happen, where they paused and they looked and they listened. And then the place of joy that they were brought to. And I saw some of the faces of the choir members as the kids began conducting also along with the conductor, how beautiful and wonderful that was. The joy that they were experiencing, and that one little girl on top of the light pole who was conducting and then covers her mouth. It was just such a beautiful thing to see. I want to invite you this Advent season into that same kind of surprise. It's something that we know well. We're here to celebrate in Advent season the coming of the birth of Jesus. But I want you to go past that place in worship today. And I invite you to let the music move you. And I invite you to let the words move you. And I invite you to let Scripture take you to a deeper place of understanding what God thinks of you. Ode to Joy. Who wrote that? Wrong. I heard a lot of Beethoven's. Yes, that was a Beethoven piece, but he got it from a poem written by Friedrich Schiller. And the apex of that poem goes, "Brothers, above the starry canopy, there must dwell a loving Father." And so as we're going to turn to Scripture this day, that starry canopy and that heavenly host that comes down and speaks to those shepherds and surprises them with joy. For the angel says to them, "I am bringing you good news of great joy," and they are overwhelmed by the message that they are invited to carry. I want to ask you, when's the last time you were surprised by joy? When's the last time you were so moved that that deep smile came to your heart, or that gasp came out of your mouth, or even joyful laughter that you were so overwhelmed? When is the last time that you were surprised by joy? Patty and I were not here last week because we were in Houston and we were celebrating Barrett and Amy and the engagement party. And it was so fun to hear face to face from both of them what it was like. He surprised her by going over to London. She did not know that he was going to be there. She was standing on the street corner, Barrett Street, all planned for about 7 or 8 months. So as she was standing there, her family backed away and Barrett touched her on the shoulder. And, you know, with all that's going on in the news these days, she just thought it was some creepy guy in London touching her. And so she turned around and the only thing she said she could say for minutes was, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here?" Now, they've been talking about getting married and even their wedding for the past year and a half. So somewhere in all those "what are you doing here's," Barrett was able to say, "I think you know what I'm doing here." And got down on that one knee and asked her, surprised by joy. Something that they both knew was coming, but surprised by joy. I love the picture that Mark, her father, caught of him beaming with joy. And Amy also smiling with that joy also. We know the Christmas story, and we know it well. But I want you not just to know it. I want you not to just be intrigued by it. I want you to be moved by it and what it means. So hear this account of these angels singing glory to God and celebrating with the shepherds the coming birth. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. God's word to each one of us here this morning. Through the angel, God tells the shepherds the meaning of the most significant cosmic event in all history. Jesus' birth is to bring peace and blessedness fulfillment. Now, if you've been one who has journeyed through Advent books or read through various sources in these seasons, you know about the shepherds. You know what people say about the shepherds. The shepherds were not the most highly respected folks in the community. Oftentimes, they were called and thought of to be thieves. Those who owned the flocks would watch out and count because they didn't trust the shepherds there. But we have something interesting going on in this story that you don't read in every commentary. And that's Bethlehem. Bethlehem would have been one of the closest shepherd fields to Jerusalem. And there are those like me who think that those shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem were tending the flocks the sheep, the lambs, would be the sacrificial lambs at the temple in Jerusalem. So maybe they didn't have the highest honor for their careers being shepherds. But we can make that connection to who they were. Probably more devout, I believe, than your regular average shepherd. So I've done an interesting thing today, and the staff is really quite proud of me because my technological skills are not typically very high. We've taken a face recognition picture of all of you. And on the pulpit here, I have a score for each one of you that I have given you. From 0 to 10. So now, this score is assigned to you as to your behavior and worthiness. I'm just going to read out just a few. Is that okay? No, I won't do that, but I will ask you on that score of 0 to 10, where do you find yourself when you examine yourself? Have you ever lied? Ever cheated? Ever looked down on someone else? Have you ever walked by somebody in need, knowing they were in need, but kept walking? What's your score, 0 to 10? How do you view yourself? So let me tell you how God views you. Each and every one of you is a 10. Dearly loved, from the beginning of time, you are a 10. Precious, important, loved by our Heavenly Father, who thought it was so important for us to know and understand the fullness of His love that He sent His Son, Jesus, to come to earth, God incarnate, this baby we celebrate to come next week. He did that because you're a 10, each and every one of you. That is the good news for all people, that as we open our hearts and lean into that truth, we can know and celebrate the good news of what it means to be loved by God, and by that, to be people who live a fearless life. There is the invitation to each and every one of us. Knowing that you don't have to worry about your own score, it's only God's score. The invitation is that we would have peace with God, peace with our neighbors, and peace within ourselves. That peace from God is that initial gift, that gift of love. And hearing in every word of Scripture from the very beginning that God had a plan to reach out to each and every one of us as individuals. So let's celebrate. And be surprised that even whatever score that we might feel we should get, God erases that score through Jesus and gives us a 10. Peace with God. Peace with our neighbors. Bruce Larson writes, "There is an old saying that war is too important to be left to the generals." War is too important to be left to the generals. I suggest peace is too important to be left to the diplomats. The professionals have messed it up again and again. In giving this message to the shepherds, God bypassed the professionals and made them, those shepherds, into peacemakers. The great diplomats and ambassadors of 2,000 years ago, the councils that met, the peace treaties that were signed, are mostly forgotten. But the world still reverberates with the peacemaking message of a group of amateur preachers and peacemakers like the Apostle Paul and the gospel writer Luke. Peace with God. Thank you for that, Lord. Peace with our neighbors. What and how we are called to live our lives, to make that difference so that others would know that love also. Which leads us to, for some, which is the hardest thing of all, and that's peace within. Truly accepting that a God has loved you so much that he sent his only son. And in doing that, and in hearing the surprise of that message, whatever we may feel, whatever we may think about ourselves, through the power of the Spirit of God that is with us, to heal us. He wants to bless us. He wants to make us whole so that we can have peace within ourselves. Peace with God. Peace with others. And peace with Him. That's my prayer for each one of you this Advent, this Christmas season, that you will be surprised by the places that our God of love can take you as you lean into the joy of the story of being blessed by his presence. Amen. So, Holy and Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks this day. We give you thanks that from the starry canopy above, you dwell there, our loving Father. And you, our loving Father, is inviting each one of us not to be dazzled by the lights and the glitter and the noise of this season, but to be shocked and surprised by the beauty that you bring through all your acts of love. And we pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.